Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Why, that'd be us. Yes, that's right. Okay, make it 10. Give me 10. Can I get 10? Here, get 10. Then go away. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock here at 720 WGN. Hey, Dan.
Sold.
American.
Hello, sir.
Howdy, howdy.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little disappointed because I attempted to get Giordano's and Illuminati's over the weekend, and I was not in Chicago, so
it was.
You know what they got in the grocery stores out here?
What do they got?
Geno's East.
Forget about Geno's East.
You know, they got it, but that's all they had. I mean, that's not all they had. No, that's not all they had. But I mean, of the famous
Chicago spots.
Yeah. And I'm like, nothing against Geno's East.
Whenever somebody comes in out of town, I always forget about Geno's East. And I shouldn't, because it is a quality pie.
Oh, absolutely. We used to go there with the kids back in the day. Could walk over there.
Oh, yeah.
Were they right? Yeah. Yeah.
In there, you get to see all the graffiti and everybody writing all over the place. And you're like, this is a swanky little joint.
Yes, it is. So we have the food fight today is Giordano's and Illuminati's and your Illuminati.
Yes.
Although that sounds like
Illuminati.
If you say like Illuminati, it sounds like
a cult.
A cult, yeah.
It sounds like if you eat too much of the Illuminati, you may live forever.
Well, lay it on me about the Lou Malnati's.
Or at least I'll get a better job in this town. All right, so Lou Malnati's pizza is probably, for me, it's the better pizza. Because when you go with the Giordano's, the crust is just too doughy. It's too thick. I like a nice, thinner kind of deep dish crust, whatever you're talking Lou Malnati's versus a Giordano's. And also, the nice thing about Lou Malnati's is that it's not like a zillion ingredients. You can only get like a few select kind of pies. And when they have the regular, the Chicago, which is the sausage, the green pepper, and the onion. The nice thing is that you can actually do the sausage patty. So that way it ensures a piece of sausage in each bite. Or you can do the crumbles of sausage, which is good too. And the veggie one that is just, I want to say spinach, mushroom, and tomato, comes with a cheddar cheese. And it's probably the only pizza I've had in this town where there's a second kind of cheese.
What do you mean there's a second kind of cheese?
Or a third. It's a third, because usually deep dish has mozzarella and provolone. But cheddar,
you
never hear of cheddar cheese on a deep dish pizza.
No, that's true.
Or any pizza, for that matter.
You know, I should have recused myself like a Supreme Court judge from this, because I got to say, please don't dislike me. I'm not that big a fan of deep dish, to be honest.
That's okay. That is okay. You know what I mean? And the thin crusts are the same as well. The nice thing about both these places is that they make very good thin crust pizza.
But I mean, those deep dish pizzas, there's just so much.
Is it a not like, or is it a not preferred?
Oh, boy.
Like, if there's a deep dish pizza, if we're walking and all of a sudden,
I'd eat it.
Hey, I actually ordered a deep dish. Are you going to say, you know what, I'm going to have some ramen noodles instead? Or are you going to like,
No. Oh, God, are you kidding? I'm not insane. No. Well, I may be insane.
Sanity is
not
for another topic, my friend.
No. Now, what I've heard from what people have been saying is that you mentioned it, I believe, that the Giordano's crust is too doughy or dry.
For me, it's too doughy. There's too much like dough for the pizza.
And then on the other hand, what I read about the Lou Malnati is that it's too buttery.
There's a couple things in my vocabulary that I've never said in my life. One is there's too much chocolate. Two is there are way too many pretty women in this room. And three is, it's too buttery. There's no such thing as too buttery.
I'm just relaying some of the stuff that I saw on social media and people commenting on the food fight.
I would never say, oh my God, there's too much, like a Culver's, a butter burger. If you take that bite and there's not a solid drippage of butter coming down, you're returning the burger.
True that. True that. But it's been so long since I've had either one that, you know, I can't make an informed conclusion. And I've sent both of them, you know, frozen to family members over the years. So,
and I'm sure they come back with rave reviews. I live in a pretty good.
It's the highlight of their entire holiday.
I'm sure it is. If I lived outside of this area and somebody sent me one of those, I'd be like, oh, this is great. In fact, I was at a wedding in Los Angeles about close to 6 years ago. And it was a really nice wedding at a really rich place where, you know, all the trees outside had lemons and oranges. And at the very end of the night, they had frozen Lou Malnati pizzas that were sent up. And that was like the end of the night, like, treat. And that was like, that made the night. Everybody could not stop talking. They even had like one of those donut walls. I mean, it was like a very, very posh kind of a wedding.
Donut wall.
By the way, for me, kind of snack. I was going to say, by the way, for me, a definition of a posh wedding is a donut wall. But everybody could not stop talking about the Lou Malnati's. So that put a special place in my heart.
Well, a Giordano story says that they began in a northern Italian town near Torino, Italy, where Mama Giordino Giordano was famous for cooking her renowned dishes. One meal was called an Italian Easter pie, and it would serve this double-crusted cheese stuffed on special occasions. So then years later, Italian immigrants Ephraim and Joseph Boglio moved to Chicago to start their own pizza business, and guess what? There you go. That's how it got here, allegedly.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you know, I think the Lou Malnati story is not that dissimilar.
I was going to say, the Lou Malnati story is not so much like where it came from, but like, I want to say like there was four or five brothers or four or five partners, exactly. And they all split angrily and started their own.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like snuck out with that recipe and of, like, I want to say Bert's Pizza. I want to say is an offshoot of something to do with Lou Malnati's, and there's a lot of those different places that have similar recipes.
I had no idea.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a scandal. There's definitely a scandal.
My gosh.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John and Dan.
Fighting over the food again. This time, pizza, Lou Malnati's and Giordano's. And you know, it's at this time of the program where I try to find some sort of musical interlude that would apply to what we're talking about. However, yes, I could have gone back and used once again Dick Biondi's On Top of a Pizza. But I decided, no. Is there anything else I could use? I said, well, what about, wait, hold on a second. Wasn't there a movie or two that had, there was a movie called Mystic Pizza. Okay?
I remember that one.
And it had, well, here we go.
I'm going to be slinging pizza for the rest of my life.
The best pizza!
Mystic Pizza.
The hell do you think Leona really puts in that pizza?
Julia Roberts, one of Julia Roberts.
I was going to say, that was like one of her first films, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then I struck gold on the Hallmark Channel from 2005, Pizza My Heart. Here we go.
Yes.
Come on now, play.
The Montebellos have always fought with the Prestolanis. Not over money, nor was it for glory. The reason they hated each other so was
pizza!
And when Joe Montebello fell in love with Gina Prestolani,
you see them sparks, Joe?
It wasn't just the pizza that was going to get burned.
If anyone sees us together, it's trouble.
And I forbid you to go out with her.
You're a Prestolani. You don't belong with the Montebello.
I say, does that remind you of a certain Shakespeare thing called Romeo and Juliet, for instance?
As a matter of fact, it does.
It does. I have not seen that movie, but I, in my searching today, I came across a trailer for it, and I thought,
amazing.
It had to be the Hallmark Channel. It just had to be. Had to be. So, hey there, scorekeeper.
Yeah.
What do we got? What do we got? How did all this end up from people voicing their opinions?
Sorry, I was lost in the names of the Pizza My Heart movie.
I know.
I love the Montebello. Anyway, it was close over the weekend, but it kind of sped off in the direction of Lou Malnati's.
Yeah.
Just after Sunday, with Lou Malnati's getting 66% of the vote, making it this week's food fight winner.
Yes.
Well, I'll have you know, I'll eat either. So,
yeah, pizza in my mouth all the time.
All right.
Hello.
So I got an idea for next week.
Okay.
All right. Now we're heading into warmer weather summer months, and people like cool, refreshing items. So how does Italian ice and what did I say earlier? Italian ice and
sorbet?
Yes. Yes. How about Italian ice and sorbet?
Deal.
All right. What do you want?
You pick it. You brought it up. You pick.
I'm going Italian ice.
I had a feeling you would. I'll get the sorbet.
And then next week, sherbet and gelato.
Ooh.
I'm planning ahead. Oh, these are good.
That one is a good idea. All right. I'm in.
Hold on. I got to write it down. Oh, I'm just dropping.
Who wants sherbet and who wants sorbet?
I have sorbet. And
well, no, you're going to be, no, I'll be sorbet. You're going to be Italian ice.
Sorry. And then the one
I'll take gelato for the next one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll worry about that later. Yeah. Okay. So I'm Italian ice and you're sorbet.
That's true.
Okay. Very good. Looking forward to that one. Mm-hmm.
Now, I also have a podcast that's pretty similar to what you and I just did tonight.
And yes,
it is called Barguments, and you can get it anywhere you download your podcasts. This week's episode, we had a pretty funny bargument. I think you'll enjoy it. The Kool-Aid Man, is he the pitcher or is he the liquid inside? What is the Kool-Aid Man?
What a question.
I already posted my answer.
I mean, how many edibles did somebody eat before they came up with that one?
Just enough for this to sound like a good idea. Question.
Have you ever considered, is the Kool-Aid Man the pitcher?
We did agree that he is gender fluid.
that's pretty funny. My answer was the pitcher is his body, and then the Kool-Aid itself is his soul.
That's what I would, or his blood.
Yeah, that too. Could be blood.
I mean, you know.
Could be blood.
Well, if we've learned anything from the television show Family Guy, that every time he crushes through the wall and says, oh, yeah, and then he starts walking backwards, the liquid's pouring out, and he's still talking. So I'm going to go pitcher.
Okay. But, I mean, is the Kool-Aid Man the pitcher, or is it the liquid? I mean, but.
And
but
by the way, I think that was a pretty good, oh, yeah, for a Kool-Aid guy.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but, you know, his facial features are on the pitcher.
That's right. That's why I think pitcher. I'm going to go pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much solves it. He could be he could be empty. He could be soulless.
True.
But also, if you do, if you were to a desert.
But if you fill him up with orange juice, if he's the pitcher, is he the orange juice man then?
Well, now that's a very good question.
Is he only the Kool-Aid Man when the pitcher itself is filled with Kool-Aid?
That is true, but if you are to look at the actual picture of a Kool-Aid guy, for those out there playing at home and you want to Google it, his arms and legs are the color. It's like an extension of the juice.
Yes. Okay.
Unbelievable that these things come to someone's mind.
They do. This is Barguments, and this is where you can hear this podcast and a lot of silly ideas like this again. It's called Barguments, the podcast. I'm the host. And you can get it anywhere that you download your podcast.
So did you come to a conclusion on this?
pitcher. We went pitcher.
Went pitcher.
We went pitcher. Didn't go. Believe it or not, it did not go the distance like it's going right now. It has a little more wings on this program than it did in my own.
I was listening to the one about did you want to be a superhero or a sidekick?
Ah.
Yeah.
And?
Ooh. Well, I think I'd rather be the superhero.
You would want the superpower, right?
I think so.
I was the same way because I said the sidekick always gets beaten up. And then he shows up at the very end and goes, "Nice job, superhero."
But then the superhero doesn't have as much responsibilities.
There's not as much responsibility, but if you were to take a guy like Superman, if he messes up and somehow it all goes wrong, he just flies around the world reverse and everything rewinds back to where it was. He gets free do-overs for the rest of his life.
Well, how many sidekicks are there to superheroes?
Tons.
First of all.
Tons. Not all of the superheroes that have sidekicks have powers either. I mean, there's Batman and Robin. Neither of them have powers.
Not all sidekicks wear capes.
Yeah, true. And Green Arrow. Green Hornet and Kato. Green Arrow and his sidekick Speedy, same power, shoot arrows, but that's not power. Yeah. They're just good at it.
Yeah.
They just happen to be skilled at it.
Yeah. What's your superpower? I'm just really good at shooting arrows, man.
Surprisingly enough, it's a talent. I wouldn't call it a superpower, but it's something I was born with.
Not a superpower, but definitely a talent.
Please don't boost my ego. It's just a talent.
Yep. So, have you recorded this argument yet about...
This argument has been recorded and will air starting midnight tonight. That episode will be released for your enjoyment pleasure.
And who are the participants?
The participant is myself and a Milwaukee, Wisconsin morning show host by the name of Brett Andrews. Join me for this podcast.
How do you know all these people?
You know what? Social media is fun. You start to meet and greet a bunch of people, and next you know, people keep hearing about the podcast. They go, "Can we come on?" I say, "All right, the risk is all yours. Come on."
How about a argument about whether or not Brett Andrews' name is his real name?
I was going to say that's 100% not real. I would say about 90% of the people I've had on my program were not real.
Names. They're real
people.
Yes,
not the real names. Yes. Considering I had a rapper by the name of Exhibit on, I can tell you for a fact his mother did not call him Exhibit.
A.
Exhibit A.
Oh, I heard you had a baby. Yeah, it's Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
That's his brother, Exhibit B.
Until next week, have a good one.
I bid you adieu.